In just a few days after his release, Perical arrived in the U.S., but it took some time for it all to sink in.
I'm feeling excellent. I feel great. I'm just really ecstatic to be back in the Pacific Northwest and be back with family. So now that I'm back in the Seattle area, it feels a little bit more real as opposed to being in New York City. But, you know, I'm just enjoying every moment with my family.
Still, he says it will take time to adjust.
There's definitely been a change. It's an overwhelming experience. It's a horrific experience. But it just makes you appreciate the loved ones around you and the small things in life that other people take for granted. I'm just treasuring every moment with my family. And the first traffic jam that we got stuck in, you know, I was ecstatic. And, you know, hot water shower, I took three of them in the first 6 hours after I was released.
He described conditions at the infamous La Modelo prison as deplorable, with roaches and rats and as many as 10 men jammed into tiny cells. So after all those hot showers, I had to ask him if he finally felt clean.
Not yet. I'm still working on it, but I'm getting there.
He's also made a point of enjoying time with his wife and son. She's a Nicaraguan native, and he tells me he's not scared that the Nicaraguan government might try to use them as pawns to get him back in the country if they decide to retry him.
My wife's from Nicaragua. My son was born there, and Nicaragua will always hold a place in my heart. And it is my desire that, you know, someday, one day, potentially, I'll be able to return there and finish some of the sustainable projects that I was doing, the community development projects that I was involved in. But right now, we just want to concentrate on moving forward.
Jason tells me he's immensely grateful for all the support he's received.
First and foremost, to my sister, who went above and beyond any family member, even any attorney, put in thousands of hours. She maxed out credit cards and took out loans. The entire family's resources were exhausted. They spent over $500,000 fighting for my freedom through the David House agency. They were able to assemble an excellent team that worked day and night for my release. Through the website freejasonp.com, there's a huge network of hundreds, maybe even thousands of people that I don't even know. A lot of people from the Pacific Northwest were writing me emails, sending me letters, and it was just tremendous, lifting my spirits at the worst times during this whole ordeal, and has really shown me so much love.
And he says he hopes to meet as many of them as he can to give them a personal thanks. Ryan Harris, Como News Radio.